gentlemen. Hello, ladies. I welcome Chubby Ray Live. It's Friday edition of the program. My name is Ray.
I'm Ray Big Money Lytle.
Along with the one and only master of the dark arts, Gully the Wizard.
Big Kachinga Gully, that's what you can call me.
Are you Big Kachinga?
I'm Big Kachinga Gully.
So it's a Friday, man. Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a fairly good mood, yes. Big day tomorrow for my team. I'm in a really good mood.
It's Friday night for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me it's Friday. As soon as this show's over, my weekend begins. I don't know how good a weekend I'm going to have. I'll explain.
Do tell.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's Super Bowl weekend here in the United States.
Okay.
Which is a very special time. We love the Super Bowl here.
Yeah.
And so I was excited about that. I was also excited because last week, as you know, Sean Balint ruined my plans, okay? You know, which I had. I had this wine coolers for my wife and whiskey and Diet Coke for me plan, you know, of us just spending the whole night in a bedroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having relations more than one day a week like a frickin' 60-year-old couple, you know. Like 70-year-olds.
Yes. That would
getting
be nice.
Getting ridiculous, Gully. You know, one day a week is...
Time is catching up with you, Ray.
70-year-olds having more. So I was all excited about this.
And so you should be.
That frickin' Sean Balint comes to my house last week. As you know. Wouldn't leave. Totally C-blocked me.
Total and utter C-block.
Yeah, C-block me.
He's the master at it?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm making up for this week. My niece is coming over.
Okay.
My niece Whitney, who's, how old? I think she's 17.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that she's going to hang out with my daughter all week. When my niece is here, my daughter doesn't want to hang out with us.
Suppose that has its benefits?
Yeah, she's like, whatever.
Hey.
I'll hang out with Whitney, you know, and they hang out.
Cool.
The two girls, they want nothing to do with us old people. Definitely nothing to do with fat old dad, you know. They'll con my wife into taking them shopping and stuff like that, but I will most likely have very little contact with them. That's what happens when my niece is over.
Well, I imagine that's beneficial to have
it
a break.
It's nice. It's nice for the weekend, and my daughter likes it because ever since we moved away from all her friends, we lived on the block. All of her friends lived on the block with us.
Ah.
I mean, she had so many friends and when we moved to this new place, which basically, you know. We had to move to this place because my income is not what it used to be, you know. So that's why we had to move. So, you know, I felt kind of bad about that. So she doesn't really know. There's no kids around here. She asked the other day, she goes, do any other kids live even on this block? And I'm like, you know, I've never seen one. Because I guess technically it's an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But they built them like condos, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like individual, I don't know. They look more like condos than apartments.
Like a self-contained type thing.
Yeah, but they're big buildings and they have multiple, like, places in them.
Yeah.
And my daughter's like, are there even any kids that live in here? And I'm like, I've never seen one. I don't think there's any children that live, most of the people that live where we live are a bunch of yuppies that are actually younger than us.
Wow.
Yeah. Except there's one woman.
Trendy.
There's one woman who's an old woman, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she's, you know, she just looks like she hangs out in her little place and, you know, enjoying life.
Does she have 10 cats and stink of weight?
No, you know what she does is she's one of these old women who wears too much perfume. So every morning I leave my house to take my daughter to school, and I smell the perfume from this, because there's two ways to get in. There's two ways to get into where we live. Mm-hmm. There's a door that leads to a patio deck slash area, you know what I mean, that mm-hmm. goes, you know, out to a sidewalk. And then there's a door inside that goes to a shared hallway that everybody could go down the same hallway, you know?
Yeah.
And we park our car. It's easier where we park our car to go through the shared hallway than it is to go through the other door.
Yeah.
So we always walk through the hallway, and this woman also walks through the hallway. And she uses way too much perfume.
So she practically bathes in the stuff.
Old ladies, I don't know what happens. I don't know if it's I don't know if their sense of smell is one of the first things to go or what happens there. Because my mother does this too. For some reason, old ladies love to reek of perfume.
Well, they're paranoid. They don't want to reek of, like, old people.
Yeah, but it's not. But my mother, when she's not wearing perfume, she doesn't stink. She's not a stinky person. She's a very clean person. And I'm sure this lady down the hall is a very clean person, too. Here's my theory. I think they go to put on the perfume, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they go to put it on, and they can't smell when enough's enough, you know? Maybe when you get old, your sense of smell starts to go.
It's a possibility.
So they just keep piling on and on, or spraying out, whatever they're doing. It's too much.
It's never a light fragrance. What, the older the person gets, the heavier the fragrance
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, please, not, no more of that.
And the other, you know, the other problem is, you get them as soon as they put it on, as soon as you put your stuff on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more than normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be intense.
Yeah, because it's like fresh. You know? So you're going to get fresh scent.
You're going to smell.
Yeah, until the stuff starts, it starts wearing out eventually. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you get, when it's fresh on them, it's even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what happens is they put too much on this woman every time we leave my house. Oh, my God, just, woo.
It's like gas mask on the ready.
Oh. They just put too much on.
Well, she could be a stinky old person. That's not too.
You want to know the worst? The worst is when you go to the movies. When mm-hmm. we go to the movies, I try to sit away from older women, and I try to sit away from any guy wearing cowboy boots. If I see a guy wearing cowboy boots or any kind of country garb.
Mm-hmm.
I sit as far away from them as possible. Because they overdo it. I don't know if the country guys are afraid they're going to smell like a pig shit or what, but they really pile on. See, you don't have that over there in England.
No, but we've got the girls that get onto the train, put the makeup on, and put some... I'm on the train for like 2.5 hours. They're putting the makeup on when you get on the train. They put on some... perfume on the train, and then as they're about to get off, they do it again, and it's like, you've just sat on a train, you haven't messed your makeup up, you still smell like, you know, lavender gone mad.
Yeah,
would you please stop?
And it's not like, it's not that they wear unpleasant perfume, but Well, let's face it. It is sort of unpleasant. And when it's that much of it, it's going to be unpleasant. And the cowboy types, they overdo it with the aftershave and the... I mean, they just overdo it. And they wear the worst smelling cologne. I don't understand. I don't understand some of this cologne or perfume that people wear. Why anyone would spend the money for this. Because it smells god-awful. And I... Now, listen, I hate to be one of these people condoning racial profiling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, guys wearing Western garb, fat black women, old white ladies, I don't want to sit near them in the movies. Because they always overdo it with the perfume.
Well, younger women, like in the 20s, who have poodle haircuts, should always also be added to that.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. I found that younger girls don't overdo it. And when they do put it on, they wear a lighter type of perfume. Part of the problem is that the perfume that these old women wear is so strong, and it doesn't smell good. My daughter has this stuff that was made by Britney Spears, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the name of it. All I know is that Britney Spears made it because her picture was on the box or whatever. But it is the most pleasant, beautiful-smelling perfume. It is so nice to smell. My wife wears two different types of perfume. Actually, she wears several, but... There are two that she wears that are so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I'll tell you what, one of them is like Viagra to me. She wears this one perfume. Now, if anybody else is wearing it, it doesn't do it to me, you know. Because I once went to a strip club and a stripper was wearing it, and it kind of annoyed me. But when it mixes with my wife's body, and I don't know if I'm like, if it's a Pavlovian thing where... I'm used to what happens when she wears it, but usually when she gets out of the shower, on the rare occasions we actually, touch each other, she wears this perfume, okay?
When you're not getting blocked.
Yeah, when I'm not being blocked by sickness, which I'll get into in a minute, or Sean Balint, or...
He's the master.
Or her being tired, or her just not wanting, or whatever's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But it mixes with her body scent, you know, and natural pheromones and stuff like that. And I think I'm just so used to that, meaning that if I smell that, forget it. It's like Viagra for me.
Ding, ding, ding.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
When this stuff mixes with my, and DC's in the chat room right now saying, perfume's different on different people because it combines with the person's natural pheromones. I agree with that. My wife's natural pheromones mixed with this perfume perfectly, and it is a total aphrodisiac for me. I can't help myself but be aroused, and she can't wear it when we go out and stuff. I'm like,
you can't wear complimentary.
You can't wear that in public.
That's for me only.
I'm serious, because sometimes she'll leave for work in the morning. I'll take my daughter to school, and I'll do a bunch of stuff on the computer. And then I'll go take a nap, and I'll roll over to my left side, and I'll grab her pillow, like it's mm-hmm. her, and I'll smell it, and I'll smell that stuff, and I get turned on then, you know. I'm serious, it's I'm like Pavlov's dog. That is my reaction. My reaction to that is, you know.
Very potent?
Yeah, that's my reaction.
Nice.
So, anyway, I get very excited when that happens. And so it smells perfect on her. There's no such thing as too much when she's wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
These older women, oh.
It's like she's bathed in lavender disinfectant.
Oh, my mother, but I think it's because they get older. I think that they don't smell as well. And I don't mean smelling as we're smelling them. I mean their noses, mm-hmm. their olfactory senses do not work as well when they get older because they can't tell that it's too much. So we walk out in the hallway. It smells like a whorehouse when you get near this old lady's door, because she just puts too much on.
Well, did you say that Everton starts to go the older you get? So I'd imagine
that's
that
what I mean. I think that's what's going on. I think they don't smell as well, so they can't tell it's too much. So we have to let them know. It is our duty.
Yes, it is.
It is our duty to let these people know that this is happening. We have to do our jobs and
it has to be
inform
discreet,
them
though.
Of how horrible they smell.
You have to be discreet because old people are very infirm.
Well, I'll tell you something. I told my mother a few months ago. We called her on the old show.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, she has worn less perfume. And she smells, mm-hmm. I'll tell you something, she smells very pleasant ever since I told her. But I went to her Red Hat meeting that she has. She had this Red Hat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Ugh. Dressing rooms and strip clubs smell better than this, have less perfume than this meeting did.
Sounds like the type of place where you'd get a sore throat by the end of the evening.
It's horrible. There's so much. It stinks so bad. And maybe when they get older, they don't have the pheromones or whatever, so it smells different. But ever since I called my mother, though, remember, I talked about it. She smells better now. I take credit for my mother smelling better.
That's very admirable.
Yes.
Admirable.
Thank you.
If I can say the word, but I can't.
So, yeah. And the other one is, like I said, guys with the country garb. I will sit next to, I'll be fine sitting, like somebody my age seems to have it going on. And with girls in their 20s usually aren't a problem. And it doesn't matter what racial or ethnic background they are. They, you know, their 20s seem to figure it out. Some of these guys, like you see a white trash guy over 30, you know what they overdo now? They have these cheap body sprays you can buy now, like Axe body spray.
Yeah, that's called Lynx over here.
Well, whatever. They have like several different, I mean there's like 8 or 10 different brands, you know.
Mhm. Lynx Africa, stuff like that.
And they overdo it. Because it's cheaper and it's a spray, so they figure they don't have, they like, oh, I better put a lot on. That's another thing they're overdoing. These guys are putting way. Stop using that. How bad do you stink? You have to have this little spray, the carry-on spray thing with you at all times. And by the way, the guy, let me. While it's winter, I will tell you this because it won't be long before it's spring, guys. The guys who put the Axe or other types of body spray in your glove compartment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about perfume. This is Gay Ray talking. The gay side of me that knows these things.
Super.
I'll tell you something. These body sprays, any kind of perfume, all right? Perfume, cologne, body spray, any kind of scented liquid that you spray upon yourself. Will be destroyed if put in a temperature over 65 degrees. I take it back. I think it's more like 75 or 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You can't. In fact, a lot of people keep their perfume in the refrigerator. And I'm exaggerating when I say 65. It isn't. But I'm even exaggerating when it's 80. I think it's like 85, 90 to be honest. But you can't put it in the glove compartment of your car because your glove compartment in your car, when the sun is shining, you know, it gets very hot in there. It will mm-hmm. kill your scent, and it literally will start to ferment like it's skunk scent.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me on this. Do not put that stuff in your car. I see guys in trucks and stuff who keep it in their glove compartment. Or they put it in their gym bag to use after they get done at the club. mm-hmm. and then they stick it in the trunk of their car. Listen, if when it hits 80 degrees, 85 degrees, that stuff, it starts to die. It'll ferment. You cannot do that. Take it from me. I will confirm this by calling a perfume expert for you. Most experts suggest you keep your perfume or cologne in the refrigerator. I am not joking about this.
Never warm enough here to actually ruin it.
You don't want... Yeah, you're lucky in England. You guys don't get... But like where I live, it'll hit 95 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
If it hits 80 and that stuff's in your glove compartment, your car's going to be 85. You now officially have worthless body scent, you know, cologne.
You may as well stink of BO. Yeah.
So don't do it. That's my suggestion.
Just generally get a wash more often, and you know, you won't need to put so much on.
Yeah, it's like a day like today. It's fine. You can put it in your glove compartment. It's not going to do it. I'm just saying when summer comes around, it's a whole other thing. All right, so let me get back to this. What started this was me talking about my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean ruined my weekend last weekend. And by the way, let me while I have time, we'll go ahead and let you know that today's episode of Chubby Ray Live, brought to you by our good friends, the Blue Grouch, Gully. You've got to come to the United States just so you can party with me at the Blue Grouch. The Blue Grouch, where they have drink specials every single day. Every day.
Nice.
Monday nights is $1.75 Miller products. Tuesday night is $1.75 Well drinks. Wednesday night, $1.75 Bud products. Thursday night is Captain Morgan drink night. With $2 captains, $9 domestic buckets and $1 drafts on Saturdays, and $2 domestic bottles on Sundays. That is your daily drink specials at the Blue Grouch. The Blue Grouch. They have bands on the weekends as well. And coming up Saturday, February 20th, it's the Blue Grouch 3rd anniversary party with music from The Machine. And $1.50 domestic bottles and well drinks. You can't beat that. I will be there on that night.
Be there or be a faulty can of deodorant.
And on March 5th, my band, Two Ton Baby, will be playing the Blue Grouch as well. Show brought to you by our good friends at the Blue Grouch today. Okay, so let me get back to it. So Sean Balint C-blocked me last week, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And... And you got to remember, I moved the nighttime show to the afternoon. Number one, because I felt bad with you having to wake up so early.
I thank you for that, Ray.
Number two, it was affecting my sex life. I'll be honest. It was bothering me.
Well, that is important.
I think I'm having less since moving to the afternoons. I'll point that out. I'm actually having less, I think.
I think it's extenuating circumstances beyond your control.
Well, yes. Like this is what happened. I get all excited about this weekend. I'm like, I'm telling myself all week, I'm working myself. I'm like, I'm going to confront my wife about my... I talked about this last week. You know, a person, borderline depression, they need sex to make themselves feel better.
Yep.
I'm dieting. You know, that's one of the ways I can tell how my diet's working, by the way. You know, when I have sex. It's one of those... So I was going to confront my wife and say, listen, we need to have a night or weekend where we just spend a lot of time with each other. This is ridiculous. So I'm getting all ready for it, right? I got a bunch of surprises planned. I'm going to get, you know, going to get some alcohol, of course. You know, I was going to get new sheets was my thing. I wanted to buy new sheets for the bedroom and all this stuff. So I had all these plans.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my wife goes to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm checking her Facebook status, as I do.
Keep up with current affairs.
And her Facebook status says, my throat hurts so bad.
Uh-oh.
And I go, oh, God, no. Because remember when I was starting to get sick, a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing that started hurting? My throat.
It's a bad sign.
I'm like, oh, God, her throat's hurting. I'm like, well, you know, maybe the room was too dry. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the room was too dry, you know, so I'll just get the, so I send her something saying I'll fill the humidifier or something, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good. Laying around in the day, feeling like crap, throat getting worse, major sinus issues. I'm like, oh, no.
This does not sound
now
good.
Now, a second, because that second step, you know. So, then, I'm like, oh, God. Then she gets home. And as soon as she walks in the door, she starts sneezing, has these huge sneezing attacks. And with my wife, it's like, hachoo, 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 hachoo. I mean, she doesn't wow. sneeze just once. She can knock out like 15 or 16 of them.
That's a multiple sneeze, though.
Now, let me tell you something. I never sneeze. I'm not a guy. I very rarely sneeze. When I was getting sick, I once did this thing where I sneezed like 5 times in a row. So at this point yesterday, I'm 100% convinced. I'm like, oh, crap. There's no way around it. Sore throat, sinus problems, mm-hmm. and now nonstop sneezing.
It's not looking good.
I'm like, 100% she has the same cold that I had.
Uh-oh.
Now, my cold started in the throat, moved to the nose,
mm-hmm.
and then the coughing started.
Oh, I hate coughing.
And then eventually went into the chest. So my fear now is that that'll be the next step for her. Either way, her head cold is now C-blocking me more than, like, the fat friend of a hot girl at a club, you know? I mean, she's... That head cold is blocking. Big.
It's going to be a passion killer.
Yeah, it will. It's going to... Right? It really is.
Dumb.
Yeah. So, it's going to be... Well, so now we're going to have... So now we're going to have my niece staying here, which mm-hmm. means... See, a lot of times, like, when somebody gets sick in my house,
mm-hmm.
I just sort of hide.
Bye!
You know what I mean? I just hang in the other room and leave them alone to sleep. Because, you know, the best way to... When you're sick, you know, the best way to fight sickness is to sleep. I know with
yep.
me, what made me better was... You know, I just slept. And I'll tell you something. I still... I'm still not 100% back to normal, I don't think. I think I'm really close, but... Like, I need to sleep, you know. I mean, these colds and flu and stuff that are going around, man, it's lingering. It's like, you know, you're not sick for just 3 days and it's over with. You get sick, it's like a month until you feel 100% normal again.
It's the chesty cough that's stuck with me now, and I can't seem to shake it.
Yeah, and you know, it's always cold outside until summer comes around, and you get a chance to get some good sun helping that vitamin D get in your system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until that happens, you know. So.
It's a constant battle.
So usually, I just try to, when somebody's sick in my house, I just kind of, I hang by my side until they need something. You know, until like. You know, like today my wife wanted some soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, so I made it for her. But then I just, mm-hmm. I left her alone, you know, because I know how I am. Listen, I am extremely annoying to live with when you're perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine living with me if you're sick. Because I really am. I'm a horrible, selfish, fat person. I am... I know what I am.
I could never imagine that,
yeah,
Ray.
No,
that
I am.
Sounds
horribly,
sarcastic enough for
I'm
you.
Horribly selfish, and I'm just... I'm just not a good person to live with on the best of days. So if you're sick, it's got to be hell on earth to live with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel I usually stay away. Well, now my niece is coming over, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means she and my daughter are going to be doing their thing. It also means they'll probably be in the room where I like to hide, you know.
Oh.
Which means I'm going to have to be with my wife who's sick at all times. Probably driving her crazy.
That's not going to help.
Yeah.
You'll actually, in fact, C-blocking yourself.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It comes full circle, right? That's what it is.
And then these goddamn neighbors of mine banging their headboard up against the wall, just rubbing it in. Just rubbing it in. How much sex they're having. Oh, just rubbing it in. I'm having so much. Just banging on the wall of the headboard. Like lunatics.
That's not good.
Oh, I just lay in bed just pissed off.
Well, there's light at the end of the tunnel, but it doesn't come until next weekend, though.
I lay in bed angry when I hear that. I'm like, how is this son of a bitch getting it? I'm sitting here. Oh, I get angry.
I can imagine so.
I literally want to get up out of my bed, throw on clothes, knock on their door, and when the guy answers it, I just want to punch him right in the face.
Just as you're saying, can you knock that crap off as you hit
him in the
face?
No, I don't. You know what? I just want to punch him. Because this guy's getting it and I'm not. You know what I mean?
I can understand that.
Just
I really can.
Smack him.
Luckily, the people who live next door to me are single and it's not happening for them, so I'm quite lucky. I don't get to hear them very often.
Yep.
So I'm happy about that. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Listen, I have very thick. We have thick walls, okay?
Yeah.
Where we live, I'm serious, you can't hear anybody walking or anything. It's just these people, I don't know if they're doing some major doggy action or what's going on over there, but the headboard is right up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just slam. I mean, it's slamming again. It's not just bumping a little bit.
It's like a hammer.
Yeah, it really is.
He must be punishing her. Come on.
Something's
grind into the floor.
Something's going on over there.
That bed's going to fall apart soon.
And the hours are very weird. They like, they'll come back from the bars, you know. These people mm-hmm. are young. They're younger. In better shape, you know. Come back from the bars and go at it. At all hours. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know. It's not like 5 minutes and tell each other you love each other and go to sleep.
Roll over and
yeah,
sleep.
I don't know if they got cameras rolling over there or what's going on. They're doing a whole performance. I mean, it's lasting way too long.
They're starting at the Kama Sutra and working the way through.
I mean, for God's sakes, get it over with. You could tell they're young.
Yeah.
Because anybody over 35, anybody over 30, you know as well as I. You know what? You want to get it. You want to get it done. You don't want to get it to where you get anything sore.
No.
You know, you want to do it to where things are fine and able to be used again.
Gone are the days where you do it four or five times in one night. Come on.
Listen, I remember being in college and going at it. And then the next day being so sore that you couldn't do it again. It's like, well, wait a minute. This is stupid. You finally grow up and you go, okay, let's really get into it and make it emotional and, you know.
Let's make it count.
Yeah, like 15 minutes, boom, you're done. And you get to do it the next day because, listen, you haven't injured you haven't injured any body parts. You haven't
There's no straining.
Yeah, nobody's been, you haven't pulled any muscles. Nothing is sore. You haven't caused any damage to your body. You know what I mean?
You're not as supple as you once was, and you can bend very little the older you get.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go at it like for, 35 minutes. Good Lord. What's wrong with you people? Stop it. So I'm just going to knock
on the door. After the drink as well.
I'm just going to knock on the door. When he answers, I'm just going to punch him right in the face.
Can you YouTube it, please?
Dare you.
Film me whilst doing it.
Rubbing it in, man. And I'll tell you what. Listen. If I had a headboard, they want noise, I'll make some goddamn. Listen. If I had a headboard, I could make some noise. I guarantee I could cause more motion and more damage to the wall with a headboard than this stick figure can. I'll tell you that. There is some mass to me, all right?
They'll be thinking Haiti's going on in the living room.
Yeah, that's right. I got some mass. You want to earth? It'll feel like a 2012, the movie. You'll think you're in Haiti and the world's coming to an end.
Oh yeah.
You want some mass? But I'll put a headboard on my bed because we took our headboard off just for that reason.
Big men do it louder. It's a well-known fact.
We had a headboard at one time, and somebody was staying with us. I think it was my cousin Buddha. And he's like, you might want to lose the headboard. I'm like, why? He goes, because it's like, because the whole night it's boom, boom, boom. And I never thought of it. And I'm like, holy crap, that's right. Everybody can hear that. I don't want the whole world knowing my business. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing. Why do you want everybody knowing your business? You don't do that.
Well, you've got to be discreet if you can.
What's wrong with these people?
On the other hand, now that you're listening to them do it, you want to compete. It's like neighborly love.
It's not that I want to compete. I would like to bother them the way they...
Well, yeah, it's competitive.
I would like to bother them the way they're bothering me. It's not that I want to compete with them. Listen, I've seen what he's banging, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm banging.
So she's ugly.
No. I'm not saying she's ugly. All right. I'm not saying the girl's ugly. I'm saying that my wife is much more attractive. So I got nothing to compete with. I win.
Your wife.
I win. I've already won. Sorry.
Okay. So if you never met your wife, would you?
Would I what?
Would you? If she, just said, would you pop in and buy my headboard?
Here's the thing, all right? It'd be like looking at, your girlfriend. You know how young your girlfriend is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is she, 22?
Yeah. Yep.
I can't make a determination on your girlfriend because I'm old enough. Listen, I don't want to age myself, but I'm old enough to be her father. I'm a 43-year-old guy. I know I don't look it. I mean, you're looking at me in the camera, you're going, God, that's a handsome 30-year-old devil. I'm 43 years old. So I can't look at girls in their early 20s and I can determine, that girl's hot, that girl isn't. But it's hard for me to say if I was that age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of hard for me to say that. But I think that it would, to answer it, I think I need some alcohol in my system, to be honest.
Well, they sound like they go to bars a lot,
I think I need some alcohol in my... And I don't want to be insulting, because I don't really know the people, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think I need alcohol in my system, and it had to be one of those situations where... She's one of the last girls in the bar.
Alcohol and perhaps a roofie in your drink.
Like, when I used to go out in my early 20s, we'd hit the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there, and I was well-known. I was on the radio, and I wasn't as fat. I was pretty good-looking back then. In comparison to now, good-looking. I don't know if I've ever been good-looking, but... I looked good when you compare me to the guys I hung out with and other guys in the bar. I guess I look good. So you get in there, and the earlier you get there, the better the crop to choose from. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then as the herd starts thinning out, your standards drop.
Yeah.
And then there comes, and it depends on when you want to leave the bar. Like, if you want to leave the bar at a certain time, you know, you're going to get a better looking. Because let's face it, back then, you only wanted somebody to be with that night. You weren't looking for Miss Wright. You were looking for Miss Tonight, and that's it, you know. At least that's how I was never looking for anybody to even talk to the next morning, let alone, you know, spend any time with.
Just so, generally someone you could say goodbye to the next morning.
You basically want to hook up with them just for pure aesthetic purposes, because they look good.
Oh, yeah. I can understand
and
that.
And as the night goes on, you determine to yourself, okay, how much do I need to do this? Or do I just go home and do I just go home and take care of myself? Or, you know what I mean? Or is this girl worth, you know, crawling out of her place, you know?
Well, if it's been a... That's the thing you have to take into consideration as well. Is if it's been a slack few weeks, then you probably would. But if you've just had some, like, a couple
right,
of days
then
before,
you go
then
home. Exactly. So what I say is with this girl, if it was late in the night, okay, if it was late in the night and I was buzzing, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not an early in the night girl,
then maybe no.
Right. So if I was late in the night and it had been a while, and she's one of the last girls in the bar, yeah, probably would.
Well, at least, well, that gives me an accurate interpretation of what your neighbor looks like now.
Yeah, she's not unattractive, but
on the bar scale,
listen,
you know.
Golly, I mean, you've seen my wife. I have standards. You know, come on. You know. You know. I got standards.
Yeah,
man's got
you
standards.
You have good taste. Yeah. You have good taste.
Yeah. Come on. Gotta take care of business here. So, so that's how I'm getting C-blocked. Hey, I want to play. And Gully, you're not going to be able to hear this. I will interpret for you.
Okay.
Yesterday, we called the dog food lady. I got a call back. Dog food lady, voicemail.
Hey, Ray Lionel, it's me, Doug Food Lady. I guess you're not there. I'm calling. I'll try back later. He's got a caller ID, Mom. He can call me. You have a caller ID. If not, you can call me at 679.
That's one of them. Here's another one.
Hey, Ray. Hi. It's me, Dog Food Lady. I just want to say hi. I noticed that Bruce Smith called me. I don't know who he is, but I'm going to be up for the rest of the morning. Excuse me, I belch. Excuse me again, drinking Mountain Dew for breakfast. But if you do want to call me, my number, I got my cell number and my home number, but one of the two, give me a call, okay? Thank you.
All right, so Dog Food Lady called, letting us know that the Springfield Hall of Fame.
Wow.
What? Springfield Radio Hall of Fame wants her. So, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, Gully, when we come back,
okay.
You know what we're going to do, right?
We got to speak to this lady.
We are going to call DFL, the dog food lady, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Chubby Ray Live.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a blue grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield.
Here's where I need somebody actually talking over it. And now more of Chubby Ray Live. You know what I mean? See that, Gully? And now more of Chubby Ray Live. Here's Ray and Gully.
Just not an Englishman.
Shall we call DFL?
I think we should.
One and only dog food lady.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on Chubby Ray Live, one of the most popular figures in the history of Springfield Radio, the one and only DFL. It's a dog food lady.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's dog food lady.
How are you, dear? Welcome to the program.
Hey, I didn't know what happened to you, Ray.
Well, I'm here all the time.
I'm on the internet. I seen your better half the other day at Walmart.
I heard the story. My wife was in the Walmart.
Yeah.
Or the Walmarts, as the white trash call it. And and who did she see in the dog food aisle of all places?
Yeah.
But the dog food lady.
Cat food. I got a cat now.
Or whatever it was. She saw you in the dog and cat food aisle. And she said, she goes, it was so ironic. She's in the dog food aisle. And who starts talking to her but the dog food lady?
Yeah, I told her to go to PetSmart to get a halter for her cat. They're lots better than Walmart.
Really?
Yeah, PetSmart's lots better. Did she tell you we moved?
No. All my wife said is that she had never met you before, and she said that you struck up a conversation with her, and she asked you for your phone number so that I could call you, and that's...
Yeah, and she said, my voice sounded familiar, and I said, yeah, this is dog food lady.
Isn't that tough? You even got an in-ground pool, right? So you moved from, you don't live in the trailer anymore.
Hey, no, I gave that sucker away about 3 weeks ago.
Well, where do you live now?
I live way on the south end. Not too far away from Stevenson Drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we got in-ground swimming pool.
Oh, good.
We had 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a full basement, a fireplace, and two car garage.
What the heck? What were you? Were you shooting for some food and accidentally shot some bubbling crude? What happened to you?
No, actually, we paid the cashier's check. It's our house.
Wait a minute. How did you get the money to get into there? I thought, what happened?
Well, if it wasn't for Mom and Cherokee. See, I had a friend of mine. His nickname was Cherokee, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And, I mean, I known him for 22 years. Nothing ever happened. We were only fishing partners.
Okay.
He took me fishing the Sand Crest, which I took some of his ashes last September, October, to St. Chris to spread his ashes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom was P.O. Abraham, and you know how it is.
Right.
And Mom inherited some money, and that's where we got this house.
Okay, wait. So your mom was banging this guy named Cherokee.
No, she wasn't doing nothing like that.
Were you doing anything for him?
Nothing at all.
Really? Why'd he leave you money?
Because we were good friends.
Listen, are you
and
sure?
After all these years, and when I first met him, he had problems, and he always told me his problems.
Are you sure your mom?
And I was his listener more than, you know what I mean?
I know, but the DFL.
Talk to the hand. DFL. I don't want to hear no problems.
DFL.
Yeah.
Are you sure your mom wasn't doing anything with him? I mean, were you with them?
Guarantee,
positively. Were you with them 100%?
Because when I went down there to the nursing home with her, he was in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And nothing can't happen in a nursing home.
So, did you know he had money, or was it a surprise that he had money?
I didn't either. I did not know. I thought he was poor all my life.
So you and your mother, you guys had, you just thought he was this regular poor guy, and then he died, and it turned out he had money, and he left you an inheritance. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he left me and my mom inheritance, yeah.
And
that's the result.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. You see, listen, everybody, this is why you should be nice to people.
Oh, yeah.
Could be nice to people sometime, only when I don't get teased.
So you were, so your being nice to him led to him giving you money.
Yeah, did you know I go to church every Sunday now?
Wow. Look at
you. I go to church every Sunday.
You know what? I've never inherited a damn thing, dog food lady.
Really?
I never, listen.
You should be a nice person, but sometimes you are and sometimes you're not.
Listen, no, I never, nobody, even when my grandfather died, I didn't inherit a damn thing.
Really?
No, both my grandparents, or my father's mother and father, my grandparent on that side died, I got nothing. My mother's father, my grandfather, he died, I got nothing. My great-grandparents died, I got nothing. I have never inherited a damn thing from anybody dying in my family.
Really?
And as for friends, you know, I got Jimmy's, I got some of Jimmy's stupid shirts. That's
Jimmy,
yeah.
You inherited Jimmy's
shirts.
Yeah,
Jimmy left me his ugly shirts. But he didn't even leave it because he didn't have a will. His dad just sort of gave them to him.
Really? Yeah, but they wouldn't fit you, would they?
No, which is, why do I have, they don't fit me. Never in a million years.
Jimmy was kind of skinny.
Yeah, Jimmy was, well, he was short. He was
he was short and skinny.
He was 5'2" and 180 pounds. I'm sick, almost 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Over 400. I mean, I'm not going to fit in the dead shirt. Oh, it's ridiculous. So you inherited money, and you and your mom bought a really nice. It doesn't sound like you went crazy. You bought a reasonable 3-bedroom house with an in-ground pool and.
Yeah, guess what? It was a four. It was a HUD house.
Right.
A HUD, you know, like government housing.
Right.
And we initially last month my mom was in that. My sister and my mom was in that American U.S. Pure newspaper.
Right, I don't even know what that means.
You know that about blacks and everything. They talk about blacks and stuff like that.
Talk about blacks. Wait, what was your mother doing? She's talking about blacks.
Yeah, she bought the house off of this black real estate gal.
Oh.
Called Beverly Christian. You ever heard of her?
Dude, I'm not unfamiliar with her.
Well, she advertises her houses in this local newspaper.
You're smoking again, aren't
you? All of our houses in there. And we looked at this my sister seen the house. She only got this house for a little over $40,000.
So, that's great. That's great. Listen, you're smoking again, aren't you?
No, I doubt you. Mountain Dew.
Are you sure you're not smoking?
I'm not smoking right now.
No. Do you still smoke?
Yes, I do, but I quit drinking.
I hear your lungs, and you sound like it's a struggle to breathe.
I don't, actually. I got emphysema. The doctor told me I do.
You got to stop. Why are you smoking if you have emphysema? Hey, I want to ask you something personal. Can I ask you a personal question? DFL? Oh, wait a minute, she's coughing.
I am, I'm going to
let her finish coughing up her lungs.
She's coughing the lung up.
Hey, could you
It's my first cigarette all day. I don't smoke.
Why don't you take advice from Cherokee and leave me your money? I don't know if you got
You
money.
Know what? My mom's old boyfriend told me to quit smoking.
You got it.
And I quit smoking for a week, and I started back up again.
Well, you quit smoking for a week. I'm sure that bought you plenty of time.
But I gained a lot of weight in a week. I gained like 8 pounds.
Well...
And I don't want to actually see. I don't want to be your size. No big deal. You're a teddy bear. No offense, but you're a teddy bear, Ray. But that's what I call big guys. You know, teddy bears. But me, I wouldn't be a teddy bear. I would be a huge gummy bear if I would quit smoking.
All right. I just worry about you.
I would be a huge gummy bear.
Let me.
Who's this Bruce guy anyway? Bruce Smith.
He is the head of this Springfield, the Radio Hall of Fame. Did he leave a message for you yesterday?
Very important, so I hear.
Yeah. Listen to her cough.
I know.
Listen to that. Sounds like Stephanie. Good Lord.
I'm dying.
You do. You sound like it.
Pop a lung back in.
Good Lord. I think part of your lung came out, hon. You want to stuff that?
Well, see, I just got over pneumonia. I don't know if your wife told you.
Oh, jeez.
But a week ago, I just got over pneumonia.
You're making me want to call.
I was in the hospital for about a week.
You have emphysema.
Couldn't smoke one dang cigarette for about a week.
Well, I hope you're not smoking now. I mean, you've got emphysema and pneumonia. You should not be smoking.
That's a bad idea.
No, it's cured.
It's cured.
I just got a tickling in my throat for some reason.
Are you smoking right now?
It sounds very cured.
I can tell you smoke because you're coughing. Hey, listen,
I
want to ask you a
There's my first cigarette all day.
I want to ask you a personal question. All right? Can I?
Yeah, what?
Now, listen, this came up on yesterday's show. All right?
Yeah. That would have.
We were talking about Jimmy, of all things.
Jimmy, yeah, I did a couple remotes with Jimmy, I did.
And
I can't remember how many.
Gully, how did we get into it? We talked about Jim and women, right?
Yeah, how he was a bit of a ladies man.
Yeah, he was a bit of a ladies man. And of all the people that Jimmy, you know, we found out after Jimmy died, pretty much everybody he had contact with, he either slept with them or did something sexual. So here's the question. We were speculating. You and Jimmy spent time together. You did some remotes. You know, you're pretty. You got famous from the show, and Jimmy got famous from the show, and you guys hung out together.
Yeah. We didn't. We only with the remotes, and that was it.
Here's the question.
I heard he was a drag queen.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything sexual with Jimmy, as in, did you once?
Well, I'm telling the truth. The only thing I ever did was touch them. That's the only thing I did was touch them down there.
What do you mean touch them?
Like a frog?
Snuck up and goosed them. That's all I did.
Okay, there is a rumor.
A rumor? What rumor? Saying that I gave him a DJ or something?
Yes.
It's not true.
Yes.
It's not true.
Are you sure?
No fellatio?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Well, Jimmy's not alive to say you're lying.
I'm telling this guy the truth. The only time I ever did it was when we were in front of that state, the city police station, and I goosed him. I literally touched that.
I heard a story from, I won't say who it's from, but they told me that Jimmy went to your place one day in the afternoon.
No afternoon. It was early in the morning last time I seen Jimmy.
And, yeah, we're not saying the last time. I'm saying that he went by one day and you gave him a BJ.
Honestly, truly, I didn't.
You never did.
So
I'm going to the church now, and if God could strike me dead right now if I gave him a BJ, but I'll tell you, I have not. I never did give Jimmy a BJ. That's honest God truth.
Did you, did you stroke him off or anything?
Nothing, just goosed him, that's all I did. But that was when we did remote together right in front of that city police station.
While giving him a BJ, did you stick your finger in his ass?
Never. Never did.
Oh, you didn't stick your finger in his ass?
So no trousers
friendly kisses. I didn't do that at all.
So you never gave Jim a BJ?
Honest to God, God truth, Ray Lionel.
Are you well?
I have never.
May God strike you dead if you're lying.
You know what? I haven't had sex in almost a year, and I don't care to have sex anymore.
All right. May God strike you dead.
I'm going through my menopause right now.
Well, I don't know.
You know what? I don't like it.
If I were you, I don't think I would have sex. You wouldn't be able to breathe. You might die.
Nah. Yeah. No, I'm going through a bad midlife crisis or menopause right now, and I don't like it.
Maybe you'd feel better if you could breathe. You got to stop
the
having
only
that emphysema.
The only man that is in my life right now is Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a good man to have in your life, hon.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to. Look at you. You're going to church.
Yep.
You inherited money. Life's going good.
Because I believe all my friends. See, three of my friends last year went. They passed away. One died in March. The other one died in early August. And another one died late in the middle of August.
Wow.
And I said, I don't want to end up like them, dying of a sudden death,
right.
Early death. But, I mean, I really do. I started going to church. And I don't go to regular church. I go to a Catholic church.
Well, you sound very, very
healthy.
I mean,
I'm not swearing at you, am I?
I know. You sound very healthy right now.
I'm not swearing. The only thing, I gave up my alcohol about 6 months ago.
Right.
Now the only thing I do need to give up is my cigarettes, but it's kind of hard. Do you know what I mean?
What are you eating?
I mean, I can't just quit cold turkey.
You know, you should not be drinking all this Mountain Dew in the morning.
I do. I drink Mountain Dew. Oh, someone's here.
All right. Well, listen, we'll let you go. We just wanted to call. It is fantastic to speak to you. And we would like, we'd love to call you from time to time.
God bless, Ray Lionel.
God bless you, darling. The dog would like
to. Bye-bye.
The dog would like. There you go, Gully.
She gave him a trouser-friendly kiss.
Yeah.
She did. Come on.
I don't believe for a second.
Jesus is going to ban
her. I don't believe for a second the dog food lady did not give him oral sex. But,
no,
but listen. She said she didn't.
But she may have been drunk at the time.
She sounds like a vision of perfect health.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, that's a fine set of lungs she's got on there.
I mean, you talk about a picture of perfect health. That's a dog food lady right there.
It's that healthy lifestyle she leads.
Yeah.
Eating dog food and smoking 100 a day.
If anybody else wants to call in, do so now. The show is coming to a screechy halt here in just a little bit. Phone number is area code 217-883-4667. Big plans for you this weekend. Everton, my boy Landon Donovan playing in a big game this weekend, right?
It is the Merseyside Derby tomorrow afternoon, so mm-hmm. I will be losing my voice, no doubt, shouting at the screen.
I saw where Landon got a goal a couple games ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he's doing well. He says he wants to stay
He's a good player, man.
Yeah, so hopefully he can score one against Liverpool tomorrow.
Didn't I tell you he's a good player?
Well, we always do well with the Americans. We really do well with the Americans.
You were going to call him a Yank. You were going to call him a Yank, weren't you?
No, I was actually going to say you Americans, mm-hmm. actually. But if you'd like me to call them a Yank, then that's fair enough.
I think you were going to call. I'm not sure how I feel about Yank.
No, well, Yank, I wouldn't call you a Yank.
I think it might be demeaning, to be honest. I'm not sure if that's demeaning or not to call somebody a Yank. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, to be honest, your impression of English people is Dick Van Dyke, so
is not true. You stop your lies. You better
do it.
My impersonation of English people is not that bad, Gully.
That's Dick Van Dyke, sir.
That is not, and it's not, Dick Van Dyke did that horrible Cockney thing.
Yes, Sherry Bobbins.
No, you happen to be very jealous of me, Gully. you're jealous of me, English accent, because I sound more cultured.
You sound more English than I do,
that's right, you're jealous, because I sound more educated English than your Scouser, Liverpudlian accent that you have.
With my Scouser street scum accent.
Listen, your accent, you actually have a very good accent. There's a couple, I have other fans from Liverpool, one that you hate because...
he supports the scum
team.
Yes,
he's a Liverpool fan. And I've spoken to him before, and I can't understand anything he says. I mean...
Yeah.
You talk about Scouser accent, that guy's like... he's like, good Lord, I don't know what the hell that guy's talking about.
Well, I'm trying to get people to call in from my family because I've actually got the most understandable accent out of all of us.
I like the Liverpool accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and the Beatles are very easy to understand.
Super. Hi, Ray. I can play the drums.
Some of these guys who come from other places in England, you don't know what the hell they're saying.
No. I can't understand some people from England, to be honest. Cockneys are easy, though.
Dennis is saying that actually the British used to sound like us way back. No. The British were more... just like we were more proper. The British were more proper, the way they spoke. Slang has entered in, and it's changed things. I'll tell you what's not that far, is the English... the Cockney English accent...
Mm-hmm.
...to the United States Southern accent.
Do you know,
London. Do you know why, Gully?
Go on.
Because when your people came to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the English came, even the poor English who were Cockney, or spoke in a Cockney twang, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better word. They had to settle in the South because they took jobs working on the farms for some of the rich Englishmen who had money. See, rich, like middle-class English people who had money, they'd come to the United States and they'd buy, like, you know, like a, just a ton of land.
Mm-hmm.
And it, some of the ones that didn't have money but came over to the U.S., they'd get jobs working for the rich ones because, you know... For whatever the reason, at that point, they didn't have slaves. Or these people didn't, or maybe they just didn't personally have them. So, the Cockney English people who speak like this, you could barely understand them, you know. They spoke really Cockney like that. They ended up moving to the southern part of the United States of America, and then that accent just sort of came out like this, and that's why I talk like that now down in the South. It's
super.
Honest. It's honest to God, and then of course you know the they would get in trouble, and then they got to say the Georgia was a giant prison, and all the Cockney people were the ones that were causing all the trouble. So if you listen to the Southern accent,
the twang,
you can figure out that that's where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not making this up. I took a class on it in college, but it still is to this day, 20 years later, it's still very interesting to hear the stories of how different dialects, you know, came to exist.
Well, if you were to, if
and
you
by
were
the way, yes, and in the chat room, somebody just said that's an awful Cockney. Of course, it's an awful Cockney accent. I was born in Chicago, Illinois. Where the hell am I going to get a Cockney accent? I'm pulling it out of my ass. But it did. I did show how it happens. You know, in fact, when English people and I read this from, I think it was Jude Law. And I don't know, where's Jude Law? Do you know where Jude Law's from in England?
I don't know. Wherever he's from, I wish he would go back there
there. Well, I don't think you need to insult him. He's a fine actor. But he was talking about doing an American accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's easier to do a Southern accent because it's closer to a natural English accent than it is... to do a Midwestern accent.
Mm-hmm. A certain kind of twang.
Like, I'm just saying, doing an American accent, like, you can't do an American accent.
Not very well, no.
It's harder to do an American accent than it is to do an English accent, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Right.
There's certain accents that are quite easy to do, though.
It's much easier for a person from the United States to do an accent of someone from England than it is from someone from England to do an accent of someone from the United States.
But you all sound the bloody same, sir.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's hard for you guys because we're all different sound. You know, I mean, in the Midwest, we sound sort of like me.
Mm-hmm.
On the East Coast, they're more of a snotty version of me.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago is more of a tinty version of me. South is a white trashy version of me. West, you want to hear a weird accent? Listen to black people from South California speak.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the accent I can't pick up. That's a hard accent to do.
I can say coffee from if it was like.
Let me hear your English accent, your American accent.
I can only say coffee like from someone in New York
because of
Columbo
and you know and Boston. Forget about. I mean, Boston's a you know because of the influx of. Of just European, you know, people from Ireland and Scotland and England all came into Boston, and boy, that accent's mm-hmm. a mess. All right, so go ahead. Let me hear you say coffee.
Coffee. That's it. That's your law. Cup of coffee.
It's Gully's American accent. Very good, Gully.
Like a cup of coffee, mate. Some bagels.
That's not bad. Coffee and bagels.
If you remember when you left your last radio station,
yes.
And somebody else took over,
yeah.
I called in a few times as an American, little unknown to the people who were presenting at the time.
You did American.
They didn't know.
You did the American accent, and they had no idea.
And I was berating the English people.
Oh, that's fun.
On it as well, and they didn't even pick up on it.
Only you, Gully.
Well, they still don't know.
Well, listen, the show is almost over. I don't know. Has anybody checked iTunes? Can you search us now on iTunes? Let me check really quick with my phone. Finally, iTunes took our new feed, okay? And at some point, it's going to, you'll be able to search for it. Now, I don't know if you can do it yet, but at some point, you'll be able to do it. And last time I did it, when we did Breaking Curfew, it took about 3 or 4 days for it to finally kick in. And it's only been a couple days, so it might not have kicked in yet. No, it still has not kicked in. So you cannot search for it yet on iTunes. However, if you go to the podcast page of ChubbyRay.com and you click on, there's a note there that explains to you how to download the podcast from Chubby Ray, from podcast.com, I believe. And it'll tell you how to get it through iTunes if you want to get it, okay? And then eventually you can register through iTunes. You can still get the podcast. All 10 episodes of the podcast are up. Also up, if you get a chance, the podcast is available for Dumb Media Show, D-U-H-M-E-D-I-A Show, that DC and I did. And I thought we had a particularly good episode yesterday.
I had to leave because of the Lost, because I'm going to embark on the whole 5 series.
You should. You should watch all of it. I think you'd enjoy it.
After the football tomorrow, I shall be embarking on Lost.
Wonderful. And we'll see you in about 2 weeks then, because I think that you will.
I shall get lost in Lost.
Yeah, it's a great, I'm serious. It is a great, great show. If you search Duh Media Show, D-U-H-M-E-D-I-A Show, if you search it, you will see, you'll go to a webpage called Entertainment. The episodes are up there, okay? The episodes of Duh Media Show are up at entertainment.com. And also available at mypodcast.com. Cool. You will enjoy it in spite of me. But my daughter and DC are very good on it. So I do recommend, if you get a chance, listen to that. And do me a favor, spread the news. You know, let everybody know. Let everyone know that we exist. And that we're having fun here in the afternoon. And tell them to get caught up with Chubby Ray Live. Hey, Gorilla's got his show going on in just a little bit. If you guys want to listen to Gorilla, we'll put a link in the chat room for you to go over there and see his show in just a little bit. And then I think Surfer Girl also does a show tonight as well on Friday nights. I'm not sure. Or does Hillbilly Joe do one?
I have no idea.
Maybe Hillbilly Joe. Whatever the case, check them out. If you want to stay on the internet and you want more stuff to listen to. Or if you want, I'm going to be running all 10 shows of Chubby Ray Live will be running on that audio feed from Chubby Ray. Okay, super. We'll see if anyone will listen to it. So there you go. So check out Vanilla Gorilla next. He is on till like 9, and then Hillbilly Joe show runs from 9 to midnight. I'm just giving you some suggestions of what you can do tonight. I am going to go take care of my wife who is ill, and then Super Bowl on Sunday, and then Gully, we're back on Monday.
Super duper.
With another episode of this show. Do you have a Super Bowl prediction?
The people in the blue.
So you're going with the Colts?
Yes. I shall watch it live as well.
Are you seriously going to watch the Super Bowl?
I watched it last year.
My heart wants the Saints to win. My head says Colts by 10. My Super Bowl prediction, my head says Colts by 10. My heart says New Orleans Saints in overtime. Take that for what it's worth. Have a great weekend. Talk to everybody later. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.